From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The White House declined to say Friday whether President Donald Trump taped conversations he had with fired FBI Director James Comey. The president took to Twitter early Friday and said Comey, quote, had better hope there are not tapes of our conversation before he starts leaking to the press. Trump suddenly fired Comey earlier this week. At the midday briefing, spokesman Sean Spicer denied that Trump's tweet constituted a threat.
This is ultimately the president's, always going to be the president's decision. Everyone who serves at the pleasure of the president, it's ultimately going to be his decision to hire someone, to fire someone. He made a decision, in part based on the recommendation, and he's now focused on making sure that we have a replacement at the FBI to instill the proper leadership they need.
The FBI is investigating Russia's meddling in last year's election and possible collusion between the Trump campaign, aides, and the Russians. Trump has dismissed those allegations as a hoax. The president also took aim at the press in his early morning tweet storm, saying that he might cancel daily press briefings. The president said in an interview on Fox News Channel's Justice with Judge Jeanine that he dislikes the way the press is treating his staff.
So what do we do about that?
We don't have press conferences, and we do...
You don't mean that.
We just don't have them. Unless I have them every 2 weeks and I do myself. We don't have them. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah,
first of all, you have a level of hostility that's incredible. And it's very unfair. Sarah Huckabee is a lovely young woman. You know Sean Spicer. He is a wonderful human being. He's a nice man.
The controversy came about because of different versions, the president's and his press staff's, of how and why former FBI Director James Comey was fired. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions directed federal prosecutors to seek the most serious charges possible against suspected offenders Friday, a reversal of President Barack Obama's policies. Sessions said in his memo to prosecutors they are to charge and pursue the most serious, readily provable offense.
And I trust our prosecutors in the field to make good judgments. They deserve to be unhandcuffed and not micromanaged from Washington. Rather, they must be permitted to apply the law to the facts of each investigation.
The directive abolishes guidance by former Attorney General Eric Holder, who said prosecutors could, in some cases, omit drug quantities from charging documents so as to not generate long sentences and to avoid prison overcrowding. An aggressive wave of cyber attacks hit companies and public institutions across the globe Friday, causing international havoc and bringing many services to a standstill. The cyber extortion attempt appeared to use stolen software developed by a U.S. spy agency. One of the first and worst attacks was aimed at Britain's National Health Services. A wave of crippling ransomware hit dozens of hospitals across the country Friday, prompting the NHS to declare a major incident. Varun Badhwar is the CEO of Redlock Cloud Security Company.
This is an unprecedented scale. We've never seen something spread this quickly in a 24-hour period across these many different countries and continents. So it's definitely one of the things that we've always heard about and that could happen, but we're seeing it play out. And as I mentioned, it's really a cyber apocalypse today that we're seeing.
Similar incidents have been reported in the United States, China, Russia, Portugal, Spain, Italy, and several other countries. At least 25 people were killed and more than 40 others wounded when a suicide bomber struck the convoy of an Islamic party in southwestern Pakistan Friday. Most of the victims were activists with the Jamaat-e-Ulema-ul-Islam, a religious-based party. Police said Friday's attack occurred in the town of Mastung, about 50 kilometers from the provincial capital of Quetta. Islamic State claimed responsibility. A person has tested positive for the Ebola virus in the Northern Democratic Republic of Congo. A spokesman for the World Health Organization says officials declared an Ebola outbreak in Bas-Ile province after laboratory tests confirmed the presence of the virus. He said three people died of what he called a hemorrhagic fever. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 down, but the NASDAQ in positive territory. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.